Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and happy Friday, TGIF. Yes, sir. I'm Teron Davenport, your host, and we are here to bring you another edition of Locked On Eagles podcast. Today, what we're going to do is take a look at this Bengals defense. We're going to run through this really quick and just take a look at what the Eagles have in front of them as far as the offense is concerned. You know, this is an opportunity for them to make some things happen, because you look at this Bengals defense, they're not doing well against the run. They're 120 yards given up per game. So that's a chance for Wendell Smallwood to come up big for them this week. So that's what we're going to be looking for, Wendell Smallwood in the running game. And they need to continue to get him going. He is someone that, you know, like I said, when he gets the ball, gets that momentum, he can make things happen. 9 carries last week, 4.1 yards per carry. So you tell me. I think it's an opportunity for him. But just looking at this defense up front, they are pretty stout. I mean, you have two very long 6'6 defensive ends in Carlos Dunlap and Michael Johnson. And Dunlap is a guy that I've seen do a lot of things from that left defensive end position. He gets that pressure. He, like I said, is long, and he's able to lean into the offensive lineman and reach around and get to the quarterback. So that's something that they're going to have to really be cautious of, not allow these guys to use their length and their long arms to bring Carson Wentz down when they're close to him. And then in the middle, you have Geno Atkins, who's one of the best defensive tackles in the game. Damone Pecco as well is very stout against the run. But Atkins, you talk about instant pressure. He's a guy that, you know, relies on his footwork and athleticism. He'll give Jason Kelce every bit of trouble that it's going to be a challenge for Kelce. So they're going to have to be ready for him. Fortunately for the Eagles, you know, Brandon Brooks is coming back. You do have Wisniewski on the left side, so they'll be able to match up pretty well against this defensive line. It's going to be a nice battle, and as is the case in many games, you know, everything is won in the trenches, and it's cliche, but, I mean, this is an opportunity for this Eagles, you know, offensive line, this patchwork offensive line to make things happen as far as giving Wentz time to throw the football, as far as opening up holes for Wendell Smallwood and the running backs to go through. Moving on to just some of the reserves, Marcus Hunt is a guy that I thought he was going to be really good coming out of college. You know, he's a taller defensive end. And with him, you're looking at 6'8". And, man, it's something else, you know, what they have as far as height on the defensive end position. But Hunt hasn't really done much, and he's more or less a reserve now. You also have Will Clark out of West Virginia. He's a guy that could be disruptive at the right defensive end position. So we'll see what happens with them. Moving on to the linebackers, just wanted to, you know, take a look at some of these guys. And I think you have to start with Vontaze Burfict. And this is a guy that brings a lot of antics after the whistle, you know, so the Eagles are going to have to keep their head. They can't allow themselves to get caught up in those antics, and they have to make sure that they, you know, when the whistle's dead, don't respond to what he does. You know, there are times where he'll cheap shot you, or, you know, he'll say something, and it's always the second guy, the guy who reacts, that gets caught. So they have to make sure that doesn't happen. Talk to Zach Ertz about that a little bit. He played against him in college as well as this matchup coming up. And he said that, you know, going into the game, that's something that they wanted to make a point of not doing, you know, getting involved in the after whistle play. So watch how that develops. You know, Burfict at the same time is an outstanding player. He's a really good linebacker. He isn't the fastest guy, but he has a way of finding the football. Some guys that just have that feel, and that's what he has. But when you talk about speed and athleticism, that's where you get Ray Mauga. And he's a guy out of USC. He's been in the league for a while now. He hasn't lived up to the potential that many thought that he would, you know, he had when he was at USC. But after 8 years, he's still in the league. He's a starter, and he's a key part of this defense. And he's someone that they'll send him on blitzes. They'll drop him back in coverage. He's a really good linebacker as well. And it's interesting that this team with these linebackers, because, you know, Carlos Dansby is a bit older, you know, but he's still a really good player as well. So when you look at these guys, you know, Dansby's a 13-year veteran. But when you look at this mix that they have as far as veteran presence, athleticism, and just the keen ability to find the ball, it's very surprising that run defense is as bad as it is. So that's something I'm going to watch when I see the Eagles go against them. I think it's again, an opportunity to run the football. Also, if they get into coverage, you know, I think they have the matchup advantage with Ertz and with Trey Burton, you know, working at 12 personnel. So if the Bengals do decide to go man, you know, there are opportunities for the tight ends to get open. Now, just moving on to the corners, you know, when you look at Dre Kirkpatrick, Adam Pac-Man Jones, these are two guys that, you know, have been in the league. Kirkpatrick, I believe, is a fifth year veteran. Adam Jones, obviously, has been around for 10 years. And you have polar opposites. You know, Kirkpatrick is a longer corner that, you know, his footwork isn't, you know, he's not as swift a foot, but he's able to rely on his long arms to jam and redirect. Whereas Pac-Man Jones is, you know, he's a physical guy. You know, he's a smaller corner, but he has the footwork. He's his quickness. That's what he relies on in coverage. So it's going to be a good matchup. I think Aguilar will have an opportunity to go against these guys. And he's someone that beats press coverage really well. So when they do press, you know, that should give Aguilar, if he's active, an opportunity to make some things happen. I really want to see how that whole situation pans out. We'll definitely be tuned into that to see how that works. So Josh Shaw, Darqueze Dennard, these are guys that, you know, reserves. Dennard was going to be their nickel guy, and you know, he's your typical Michigan State corner. You know, a lot of these Michigan State guys, when you see them, you know, coming out, and they get called a lot for penalties because they got away with it a lot. It seems like they teach them, you know, to grab and to be a little more grabby. And I don't know. I'm not too keen on Michigan State guys, you know, when I watch. And that's just their technique, you know, grabbing too much. You saw that in the young man from Minnesota and a few of the others that, you know, have gone to the league. But Dennard specifically, he'll be their guy that they'll put in the slot at times. You'll see Pac-Man Jones, Adam Jones in the slot as well. But Dennard is their third corner, and he's someone that could be beat. You could beat him with a double move. So this will be an opportunity for the Eagles to get a little creative. They could get some protection, run that double move, and get the ball to one of their receivers, you know, create a big play. It's definitely there for them. Kevari Russell is a guy out of Notre Dame that kind of drew some interest from me. He's a rookie. He was a later pick. He was released by another team. I forget who released him, but yeah, they picked him up and he's on the roster. Josh Shaw was a good press corner at USC. You know, he's another longer corner, but just for some reason, it's not clicking for him either. So we'll see how that whole thing pans out. I think the Eagles have a rare advantage when you're looking at the receivers versus DBs. I think that this is an advantage for them, and I think that's an area where they could definitely exploit. And then just to wrap things up, looking at the strong safety, Sean Williams, and the free safety, Ioka. I know a lot of Eagles fans wanted the Eagles to take a look at Ioka in free agency. And, you know, obviously they went the Rodney McLeod route, which I think was a good move. But Ioka is a bigger guy. You know, you're talking about a 6'3", 6'4", 225 out of Boise State. And he's someone that will come up and he'll lay hits. So they definitely, this is a lot similar to the game when they played the Falcons, you know, with Keanu Neal. And even the Seahawks to an extent, you know, because they will get Ioka in the box and get him involved against the run. Sean Williams also. So This is one of those games. Hey, look, man, at the end of the play, you got to tuck that ball away and make sure that it's secure, because you do have guys coming down there trying to knock it out. And Ioka is one of them that will do that. So that's pretty much a look at the defense. You know, when you look at statistics, this is a team, like I said, that they're struggling. And there's some injuries with them as well. Carlos Dunlap, he has a thigh injury. Wallace Gilberry, one of their other defensive ends, he did not practice on Thursday. We'll see what happens today, but he has the calf. So this team is typically solid on the defensive side of things, but for whatever reason, they've struggled this year. And we'll just pull up their stats real quick and just look at some of the things that have been going on with them. When it comes to offensive yards, they've given up 4,000 total yards. The teams are averaging 5.7 yards per play against them, which is, hey, that's significant. 1,300 rushing yards they've allowed, as well as 2,800 passing yards. So we'll get that tail of the tape going and compare that. 32 sacks, so they are able to get that pressure, as we mentioned. That the turnover ratio, they're plus one. As far as their individual leaders in interceptions, sacks, let's see. Individual leaders in sacks, you got Carlos Dunlap, 6.5 sacks. Geno Atkins, 4.5, that's really good from the inside. You know, Will Clark, as I mentioned, out of West Virginia, he has 3. Michael Johnson has 3. Burfict has 2. And as we have said, Burfict is a guy that, you know, he finds the football. You'll see him come on some of those interior blitzes. And as far as interceptions are concerned, you're looking at Drake Kirkpatrick, 3 interceptions, George Ioka, 2 interceptions, and then a series of guys with 1, including Josh Shaw, Adam Jones, Sean Williams. Can't forget Vincent Ray also. He's a reserve linebacker for them as well. So, I mean, this defense, the Bengals, like I said, are known for having a solid defense. It just hasn't come together for them this year. I think Marvin Lewis, he's definitely on the hot seat. He may be on the outside looking in at the end of this season. We'll see what happens there. But nevertheless, that's a quick run through on the defense. Just wanted to take you through that. We'll be back on Monday. I definitely encourage you guys to enjoy the games tomorrow as well as Sunday. And, you know, we'll take it from there. I appreciate you tuning in to Locked On Eagles podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.